Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson. I'm actually at the Harmony Festival in Santa Rosa right now, and just sitting right outside our booth. So kind of interesting. There's a lot of music going on around us. We just saw Sanatan Kaur. Sanatan is amazing. She's going to be playing again tonight at 8:30, so we're going to go see her again. If you haven't seen Sanatan, it's spelled S-N-A-T-A-M, then K-U-A-R. And she's got an incredible website and kind of like a really mellow version of Deva Premal. So today's show is going to be on resonance. We'll be talking about how resonance works. And the intention is to be able to resonate your own frequency deeper and deeper, so that you're more and more in touch with your own soul. But before we get started, let's tell you about some of the things going on. We actually have our summer intensive starting tomorrow. If you happen to be around, it's 2 weeks straight for all day long, 10 to 9:30. And that's starting tomorrow, June 13th. We have the second half, which you could do if you wanted to do just the second half, in August 8th through the 20th. And we also have our next 3 month sound healing program starting September 7th. We also have the online classes going on. You can join just about any time for any of the online classes or the online recording class besides the online sound healing class. If you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or go to soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have, on June 26th, we have our second Sound of Love concert. The last one was really quite incredible, where at the end everybody didn't move for about a half hour. So if you're in the area, I highly recommend coming for that. We've got seven incredible singers, cello player, keyboardist, Native American flutist. And so that's Saturday night, June 26th. Hope you can make it then. So today's show is on resonance. Resonance is really the core of all sound healing. It's really the core of who we are and the core of how we relate to the world. I'm just now completing a book proposal called The Sound of Love, a way to live with sound, to heal physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I just finished writing the chapter on resonance, and so I'm really inspired to share some things with you. Resonance is basically based on the fact that every single one of us, every single cell, every single thing in the entire universe has a inherent resonant frequency. That means every single thing in the universe has a frequency that it naturally resonates at. Some things are made up of multiple frequencies, but that means there's just a lot of individual things within that being that have resonant frequencies, or within that item or piece of matter or whatever. So that resonance within every object, every piece of matter, every piece of thing that's quantum as well, resonates based on certain physical laws. These physical laws for physical resonance are varied depending on the type. There's two main types of physical resonance. The first is resonance in spaces. And then there's also resonances in materials. Before we get into that, though, I want to share the laws of resonance. First of all, if you tap something or touch something or send energy to something, it will naturally start resonating and vibrating at its resonant frequency. The best example of this is a guitar string. You pluck a guitar string and it will resonate at its resonant frequency. In fact, based on physics, that guitar string has energy stored at the frequency that that string is tuned to. So everything that resonates has its own resonant frequency, actually has energy that is stored at that frequency, waiting to be released. So when you tap something or touch something or send something energy, it will start naturally vibrating at its own frequency. But if you also send the same vibration, the same frequency to an item that has a resonant frequency in the same frequency, it will also start vibrating. So if I sing the actual note of the string, that string will start vibrating at its own frequency. So if the string's frequency is A and I go, I don't even have to touch the string. Of course, that frequency will travel through and naturally resonate in that object. You've probably heard this many times where you just are talking and something in the room starts vibrating to your voice, or you're singing and something in the room starts vibrating to your voice because you've hit the resonant frequency. You can also do this with a wine glass. You could actually do a frequency sweep up and down, like, when you hit the frequency of the wine glass, it will start ringing on its own. I can find the resonant frequency of my mouth. I'll show you. So that's a second law of resonance, is if you have a first object that is vibrating at the same frequency as the second object, it will trigger the second object to start vibrating also. Now what's interesting is then the third one is if two objects have the same resonant frequency that they naturally resonate at, then they will actually trigger each other. And there will actually be energy flowing back and forth between them. It's actually called a resonant field or sympathetic vibration. The best example of this is love. We all know when we're in love, it's like a frequency is vibrating in us that matches the frequency in the other person's heart, and it feeds it. It's like a circle of love that just feeds back and forth and resonates between the two resonating frequencies. So resonant fields are really powerful, particularly when you get a resonant field between more than one resonant object or more than one person, for example. If you get three or more or thousands of people resonating in the same vibration, the resonant field becomes huge, really huge. And it makes it for so that other people are attracted to that frequency. This brings us to the fourth law of resonance, which is really interesting. And that is that powerful resonant frequencies have gravity at a certain level, not at the physical level, but at the quantum level. Two things that resonate together have actual gravity. I just got this figured out with a person that sometimes teaches at the school, Mosen Harmanich. And, you know, I've always thought perhaps this was true, but I knew, this is how I thought about it. And it's about the law of attraction. You know, a lot of people say with the law of attraction, if you just are in the vibration of what you want, as if you've already got it, or in the vibration of what you want to be, it will attract that to you. And I've always thought, how does this work? I mean, how does this really work? I mean, Abraham and Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, of course, they say, of course it works. It's like the spirit lines up to get to bring to you what you want. And I thought, okay. I mean, they say it so strongly, I tend to believe them, but I thought, how does it work? How does it work? And I finally got it. You know, at first, you know, I thought, okay, if I'm resonating a certain vibration, based on that, the laws of resonance and the laws of quantum mechanics, anything that is vibrating at that same vibration on the planet or in the universe is going to resonate with me when I'm at a certain vibration. So if I'm wanting ice cream, that's a funny example, or wanting peace, or wanting, you know, anything, or if I'm at a certain vibration, emotionally or spiritually, anything in the universe that matches that vibration is going to line up. Now, I figured, you know, say, here's a good example. Say, you know, I'm doing a play, and I'm looking for people for funding for a play or people just to help me with the play. Well, if I put it out there that I'm doing a play, then that vibration goes out to the universe and people align with it. Now, if there's someone in the vicinity, there's ways that that can draw that person to me. For example, I tell somebody, oh, I'm doing this play, and then they go, and then someone else is saying, oh, I'm interested in working on theater, or I do stuff for theater. And they say, oh, I know this guy, Dave Gibson, that is doing a play. In that respect, that person then calls me up and says, hey, what are you doing? And so-and-so told me you're doing a play. That's resonance right there. Okay? So that works. I think if something's in the vicinity or has a route, you know, that it easily lines up. However, I always thought, you know, if that person is on the other side of the planet, how is it, or what's the likelihood of them showing up? Of course, we've probably all heard stories of unusual occurrences where somebody does show up from around the world ready to help you, you know. So it does happen, but I think it's a much less likely possibility that someone on the other side of the planet is going to show up. It can happen, and it does happen, but I think it's less likely. And that's kind of the idea that I've always felt. If you're laying in bed and you're in perfect alignment and you are just in the vibration of what you desire or what you are, then is that going to come to you? And I've always felt that it won't. If you're lying in bed, there's a certain amount of action that you need to do. However, what I've learned just yesterday is that resonance at the quantum level has gravity. Now, this is intense, really intense. This means that any two things that vibrate at the same frequency are actually pulled together, except it's at the quantum level, not at the physical level. That's why if I'm resonating a certain vibration or that I want a certain thing to happen, it will resonate with a person that may be resonating the same vibration. But the problem is they're in a physical body that might be walking in a specific direction, not exactly towards you. Or, you know, their car is not going to turn around and drive towards you automatically because there is no gravity in resonance in the physical world. Although, let me backtrack. You know, it's like that's what I've learned, but think about it. When you find someone that you resonate with, that you have perfect chemistry with, you are often really drawn to that person and they're really drawn to you. I think that's happening at the physical level, but in a certain way, I imagine it, I mean, at the quantum level, it's happening at the quantum level, but I imagine in a certain level, it is at a physical level that you're drawn to that other person. Or maybe it's, you know, mentally we're drawn to that other person because we're drawn to things that resonate at the same vibration as us. Okay. Now, at the quantum level, though, this really is happening. And this is what gravity is. Gravity is actually objects pulling to each other at the quantum level. This is what I'm told. I'm still kind of, you know, tuning into it to really see if it's completely true. But it's you know, I've always felt that love or gravity is love. I mean, here we've got the Earth pulling towards us, pulling us toward it, and when two people are resonating in a similar vibration, they're pulled towards each other. So, seems like it makes sense that gravity is love. Now, this is really interesting. It's obvious also that whenever you have a really strong vibration of anything, it will attract energy to it. Okay. Now, this is really important in a negative way for things that are negative to understand this. Check it out. Say you've got a stuck issue from childhood. Well, that is a huge resonance depending on what happened. For some people, it's a humongous resonance, and it's a very powerful issue that completely interrupts the pure vibrations coming through to us, or who we are, basically. It gets in the way of who we are throughout our life. And what's interesting is whenever there's a situation, even tiny situation, it will re-trigger that resonance. A small resonance will re-trigger this huge resonance from our childhood. So it's like we're attracted back to that resonance. Now, let's take it a bit further. This resonance could be from a past life or from some unresolved issue is, like I said before in some other shows, it's like an unresolved song. That's what stuck emotions are, particularly deep-rooted issues. They're unresolved songs. It's kind of like that. Kind of like something that never finishes. This has also led me, I'm going to do a little detour here now. This has also led me to believe now that one of our basic needs is to come home. If I go, it's kind of like we naturally want to come home. If I do that to a baby, the baby goes, oh, what? We want to come home. I've really started to believe that we all want to come home to the root note of the key of a song, or to our own root note. We're all wanting to come home. And I'm really starting to believe this is a basic need, that we really, really need to come home. Because when we come home, that's where the peace is. When we hit that root note and come home, we're left in peace. We're left in peace. And that silence is where spirit lives. It's where creativity lives. It was just a few hours ago, a woman got on the sound table here at the Harmony Festival. We've got two sound tables. And at the end of the song, she got off in a state of complete, pure peace. And she said, "I just saw my future and what I'm supposed to do in this lifetime." When we go to this state of peace, which is home, we reconnect with Source, where all the answers are and where everybody is one. And so when we have these stuck issues, it's like a huge resonance that wants to come home. So it's like our inner soul even wants to go back to this resonance. You know what it's like. We come up with all types of negative situations to recreate what we haven't resolved. And we'll keep doing it because our soul knows we've got to come home. We've got to resolve it. If we don't resolve it, our need is not met. We're not back to Source. Our need is to get back to Source. That's our need, and Source is home. I want to play a song called Awakening now and let you resonate with Source. So set your intention while listening to the song to come home and resonate with Source. This song is all about the home note. It's going to the home note throughout the entire song. So bring this in and come on home. Thank you. wanting to return to. When you think of the strongest vibrations around us there are, I think the number one strong vibration, well, at least the strongest in nature, is the sun. The sun is a consistent vibration that is incredibly powerful with its own frequency. So we're drawn to that frequency really powerfully. There's another vibration, which is the earth. Some people are more attracted to the earth than the sun. It's also a really powerful vibration and has its own gravity as well. It's interesting to look at anything that's got a really powerful vibration. You could say Jesus had a really powerful vibration. And what makes something a powerful vibration, a powerful resonance, is either it's really loud or it's really consistent. I just went and saw Braccio, B-R-A-C-O. If you haven't checked out Braccio, you can do a YouTube search for him. There's a lot of videos. And he just stands in front of like 1,000 people and just gazes. Doesn't say a word. Completely silent and just gazes. And his vibration coming off of his thymus gland was pure, unconditional love and as peaceful as you could ever imagine. I get a hit just remembering it. Incredibly powerful vibration, not loud at all, just consistent. Consistent makes something as powerful as loud. Something that is unchanging. That's why we like crystal bowls, is because they're so consistent as well. You can think about the powerful people in your world. It's really a bummer when you're around a powerful person that is in their ego still. Like if you're working with somebody that you can't really get away from, or even a family member, you know, that it really isn't in a high vibration, but they're really strong-willed, it's very tricky. A very tricky situation to deal with. Because that energy, you know, draws energy to it, you know. But if it's a negative energy, then that's really tricky. It's like cell phones. They have a powerful energy as well, but they draw them to you and then fry your brain. So you have to be careful of powerful energy. Probably the worst example was Hitler. Extremely powerful negative energy. Unbelievably powerful resonance. And people are just drawn to that power. There's a gravity to it, whether it's physical or quantum. Obama's got a really powerful resonance himself. He's always in his frequency. And people are really drawn to that. People are just drawn to anything that is still and peaceful. So we want to always return to our home note. Another basic law of resonance. We want to return to this powerful frequency, which is source. Now, there's another law of resonance that's really interesting, and that is called forced resonance. And these laws of resonance are all in physics. They're shown and described in physics as well. Forced resonance is when you have a really strong vibration that overcomes the resonant frequency of a weaker vibration and causes the weaker vibration or weaker object to vibrate at the same frequency as the stronger vibration, even though the weaker vibration's frequency is not, their resonant frequency is not the same as the stronger vibration. So if the stronger vibration is strong enough, it will overcome and cause the weaker unit to start vibrating at that frequency. Good example is electricity in the walls. Electricity is not really loud, but it's incredibly consistent, which makes it really powerful, and therefore entrains us into that vibration over time, even though that is not our frequency. They did a study, I mentioned this before, in the United States and asked people what's the most natural frequency, and people said 60 cycles. And they did the same study in Europe and asked them what's the natural frequency, and they said 50 cycles a second, and that's the frequency of electricity in the walls in Europe. So we're entrained into this negative frequency, even though it's not our frequency, because it's so powerful and it's around us. It's kind of similar. Cell phones do the same. Noise in the city, you know, sometimes a really strong-willed person can do the same. We start vibrating at their vibration, then we're not home anymore. We're not home where our home is, that is. Now, the positive aspect of this is that a really powerful positive vibration can do the same. For example, the resonance, the Schumann resonance, is a frequency that's in the atmosphere that's triggered by lightning, and it vibrates at 7.83 cycles per second, which is like this. And that vibration is, even though that's not necessarily our root frequency, it's entraining us into frequency that is very consistent and very, very good, because it is so consistent. That's really what makes something good, is consistency more than anything. So same with Jesus and Bracho. They're also entraining us into frequencies that are very consistent, even though those frequencies may not be our own. So there's a positive aspect to forced resonance as well. Probably the biggest problem in our homes of forced resonance is the refrigerator. A refrigerator is probably the worst frequency in the whole home that is the most powerful and most consistent. It's really worth it to get a quiet refrigerator. Now, don't feel bad about your refrigerator, though, because then you create another bad resonance. What you want to do is just make friends with your refrigerator and tone along with it. You know, just make friends with it. So, there's one other thing. We'll continue with forced resonance here in a second. There's one other thing that makes a resonance really powerful, and that is the purity of frequency. And that really means two things. Some things can have more than one frequency. If I'm vibrating in more than one frequency, even if they're all at the same time and consistent, it's not as pure as if I'm vibrating in one pure frequency. So if I'm vibrating at multiple frequencies at once, it can be cool, but it's not nearly as good as if I'm vibrating at just one vibration. A good example is if I'm vibrating in just a state of unconditional love only, it's more powerful than I'm, even if I'm vibrating at multiple frequencies of love and other things at the same time. Okay? But another thing that makes something pure is it's without distortion. Technically, distortion is just multiple frequencies also, but it's frequencies that are actually called odd harmonics, which are dissonant. Dissonance isn't always bad, but in this case, whenever there's dissonance around you or distortion or static, it breaks up that purity of that frequency. And if you're not completely on one frequency with 100% focus, then it's not as powerful of a resonant frequency. So that's one thing. Another thing that makes frequency really powerful. Right. I now want to go ahead and play another song here. Forget what song it is, though. So we'll go ahead and play this, and we'll tune into your own resonance, your own frequency inside. I believe this is enlightenment. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Chakra Star, that's the name of this song. Tuning into the resonance of each chakra within our system. There's one final law of resonance that I want to share with you here at the Harmony Festival. It's about harmony. And that is that if there's a really strong vibration, really powerful vibration, then if it's strong enough, it can not only cause a weaker object to vibrate at the frequency of the stronger vibration, but it can actually transform the resonant frequency of the weaker vibration so it's the same frequency as the stronger vibration. That means that the weaker vibration actually changes its cellular structure, even at the quantum level, to start vibrating at the same frequency as the strong vibration. Now, from a negative perspective, this can be a real bummer, because now we've got something really powerful in training us into a negative vibration. But from a positive aspect, this is incredible. I think it was David Wilcock was pointing out some research that was done where they took a cell of a actual, I think it was like a frog, that like a in the egg of a frog or something like that, and they shined a laser through the cell into the cell of a salamander at the same level. And what happened is it actually changed the cellular structure of the salamander, and that cell developed and became an actual frog. So it was actually using the law of resonance with this strong laser, you know, in helping it to overcome the other vibration. And it completely changed the structure of the weaker vibration, became a different animal, which is really amazing. So what that means is with a really strong vibration of love and light that's really powerful, it can very quickly change a weaker vibration. This is the essence of healing, of a healer. Is there, everybody knows that the healer is not doing the healing. There's this powerful resonant frequency of spirit and source coming through that actually transforms the other individual at the cellular structure, at the cellular level, so that they're being resonated into harmony. But it's only because spirit and source is such a powerful frequency. That's why we can't heal anybody, because most of us, and we're nothing compared to spirit, even though we are spirit. But, you know, without spirit, we're nothing. I mean, we're something, but not very powerful compared to a spirit coming through us. So that's entrainment and transformation at the most core, incredible level. So these are the laws of resonance. If something, everything has its own resonant frequency, and it will do its resonant frequency if it just gets an intake of energy. And then if something vibrates it at the same frequency, it will trigger it. But if two things have the same frequency, they will create a resonant field. And if the whole planet is in the same frequency, then it can not only change our planet, it changes the whole universe. Or if just enough people are, even just thousands, few thousand, you know, then there's the aspect of a really strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration called force resonance. And not only that, it can even transform the weaker vibration. So, here's our intention. And that is to hold a very strong vibration of our root note. So that if there's any strong vibrations around us, they don't affect us because ours is even stronger. And the strongest vibration you can hold besides your root note is to simply be connected to spirit and to source. So in that, main vibration is a home note. So any music that brings you home, or any sounds, particularly crystal bowls, tuning forks, even Tibetan bowls, any sounds, toning especially, that brings you home, is making your vibrations stronger. So then you're not affected by other vibrations around you. Of course, if you find a vibration that is in harmony, that is healing, that is health enhancing, you can open up and resonate with it. But otherwise, that's our challenge, is to hold our frequency and stay connected to source, no matter what. That's our intention. And we'll hold that frequency now. If you want to tone along with me, please do. Hold that through the whole weekend, if you can. Through the week, through the months to come, years to come, and lifetimes to come. Take care and keep on humming.